Before the first stroke, pedal, or stride, triathlon success begins in your mind. Mental fitness isn't just important, it's the foundation for athletic achievement. The greatest limiter you face isn't the countless training miles, but the few inches between your ears. High-performing triathletes share a distinctive can-do attitude and unwavering belief in their ability to succeed. Consider Ryan Bolton, a former All-American distance runner who approached Joe Friel with an Olympic dream. Despite setbacks that dropped his world ranking from 25th to 75th, Bolton's mental toughness carried him through. His determination culminated in qualifying for the 2000 Sydney Olympics and later winning the 2002 Ironman U.S. Championship. This mental fortitude combines three critical elements: commitment, confidence, and patience. Commitment means continuing what you started long after the initial motivation fades, making your mission the center of your life. Confidence must be deliberately cultivated through practices like creating a success savings account by identifying one training achievement each day. Patience completes the trinity, understanding that triathlon success requires months and years of consistent work, not hours and days. Building a support team amplifies your chances of success while elevating motivation. The higher your goals, the more valuable this team becomes. Surround yourself exclusively with positive, supportive people who believe in you. Their confidence becomes your confidence. The most effective training philosophy isn't more is better, but consistent is better. Athletes often overtrain by working too frequently, intensely, and long. The secret is moderation, rarely exploring your physical limits. One athlete who initially trained with excessive loads for 22 weeks suffered fatigue, injury, and minimal progress. After switching to moderate workouts, they achieved consistency and significant improvement. Moderate training means doing workouts you're confident you can complete because you've done similar work recently. Occasional limit testing has value, but must be strategic and infrequent. Purposeful training follows four steps: set clear workout goals, seek expert instruction, execute sessions as planned, and get immediate feedback on technique. Self-coached athletes must stay mentally engaged, analyzing their performance in real time. Technology is crucial for measuring training variables. While duration needs only a clock, measuring intensity requires tools like heart rate monitors, GPS devices for running, and power meters for cycling. These devices eliminate guesswork about improvement, fitness comparison, and race pacing. Triathlon training involves three variables: frequency, how often, duration, how long, and intensity, how hard. Novices should focus on frequency, intermediates on duration, and experienced athletes on intensity to continue improving. Intensity can be measured through rating of perceived exertion, RPE, 0 to 10 scale, pace, heart rate, and power. Heart rate measures effort, while power meters provide precise workload measurement regardless of conditions. Setting accurate training zones requires sport-specific testing rather than age-based formulas. For swimming, complete a 1,000-meter time trial at race effort. For biking and running, perform a 20-minute maximum sustainable effort test, then subtract 5% from your average heart rate or power, or add 5% to pace, to determine threshold values. When using both heart rate and power/pace metrics, zones won't always align perfectly. This discrepancy is valuable. Heart rate zones remain relatively constant, while power and pace zones improve with fitness. As you get fitter, you'll generate more power or run faster at the same heart rate, measuring your progress. It never gets easier, you simply go faster. Fitness in triathlon is measured by three key markers: aerobic capacity, lactate threshold, and economy. Aerobic capacity, VO2 max, primarily depends on stroke volume, how much blood your heart pumps per beat. Improve this through zone 2 training for heart efficiency and high intensity intervals at zones 4 to 5. While genetics set your upper limit, proper training helps you approach your potential. Lactate threshold is the intensity where breathing becomes labored, about 6 tens on the RPE scale, which well-conditioned triathletes sustain for roughly an hour. The higher your lactate threshold as a percentage of aerobic capacity, the faster you'll perform across all disciplines. Economy reflects your oxygen efficiency, your body's miles per gallon rating. While some factors are genetic, body proportions, muscle fiber composition, technique is the most controllable aspect. Form improvements initially decrease economy during adaptation, before eventually leading to greater efficiency. A limiter is a goal-specific weakness impeding race performance. Not all weaknesses are limiters. Only those mismatched with your target event's demands matter. Address limiters while maintaining strength. Different race distances require different abilities. Ironman races demand aerobic endurance. Sprint races need greater aerobic capacity. And muscular endurance remains important across all distances. Creating a written training plan is essential for improvement. Periodization acknowledges you can't maintain peak race readiness year-round, so focusing on one or two key races annually enables breakthrough performances when they matter most. Effective training requires gradual fitness development with daily adjustments based on how you feel, and increasingly race-specific training as your event approaches. After recording races on your annual training plan, assign priority levels. A-priority races, maximum 3 per season, require a 1-2-week peak period before race week. B-priority races need reduced training 2-3 days before. C-priority races serve as workouts without special preparation. Periodize your season into sub-periods. Prep develops general athleticism. Base builds aerobic endurance. Build focuses on race-specific abilities. Peak simulates race conditions. Race week includes short intervals and rest, and transition provides recovery after races. A polarized or 80-20 training distribution works well. 5 easy days, zones 1 to 2, and 2 hard days, zones 4-5 weekly. Schedule fixed anchor workouts and build other sessions around them. Plan breakthrough workouts with proper rest before and recovery after. Training balances stress and recovery, not just accumulated hours. Many triathletes mistake post-workout fatigue for overtraining, when effective training actually involves overreaching, approaching but not crossing the overtraining threshold. Rest and recovery actively drive fitness gains. Hard training creates potential for fitness. Adaptation happens during recovery. Your bed is your most effective recovery tool, followed by minimally processed food. Speed skills are often overlooked among the 5 physical abilities essential for racing performance. Economy is crucial, with technique being the most adaptable factor. Poor form wastes oxygen and fuel during races. Swimmers improve primarily through technique. Focus on 4 fundamentals: posture, direction, length, and catch. While cycling is less technique-dependent, mastering pedaling, cornering, climbing, and descending remains important. For running, proper foot placement delivers significant performance benefits. Though cardiovascular fitness matters, muscle generates speed. Research shows improved muscular force increases speed across all exertion levels while enhancing economy. Weight training reduces injury risk by about 50%, significantly more effective than stretching. The training diary is your most valuable tool, enabling planning, workout recall, confidence building, and accountability. Keep training simple. Most workouts in zones 1-2, only 2 hard days weekly in zones 4-5, and increasingly race-specific workouts as competition approaches. Your body recognizes only stress, recovery, and adaptation, not miles or watts. Listen to it, and it will carry you across countless finish lines.